You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I want to say hello and welcome to my partner in good, Nurse Blue. We are the Soul Health and Wellness Club.
Hello, everybody out there, and hello to my dear co-partner and good, Dr. Erica Montgomery. I'm Nurse Blue, and Blue stands for Build, Love, Unite, and Empower People about my favorite subject, hopefully soon to be yours, soul health.
All right. And we just want to welcome you wherever you are joining us. Your presence is sufficient. And before we get started, I just want to take a breath. I want you to breathe with me. So if you can, no matter where you are, if you can, close your eyes and let's just take a deep breath in, breathing in through your nose, breathing in the most beautiful, vibrant life, love, source energy, breathing it in all the way to the crown of your head, allowing it to cleanse your entire body to the soles and tippy toes of your feet. And then you're releasing it out through your mouth, letting it go. Releasing it again. One more deep breath in through your nose. Slow and deep and long, breathing in that beautiful life energy that is the divine. And then releasing any toxic thoughts, emotions, discomforts, physical discomfort, energies that don't serve you in a healthy way. Release them and let it go out through your mouth. Yes, I just want to say today is a good day. We are here, my sister, Nurse Blue, and I are talking about this question. Are you living a lie? Are you living a lie? Because we are so inundated with so much mixed messaging, so much inconsistent, right? Divisive, untruthful messaging. And we just want you to know, are you living a lie?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
You are living a lie. Well, we're having fun with this, but quite honestly, this is something that I think everybody should be aware of as we're going to dive deeper into the whole meaning of living a lie. And I have been truly researching this for a long time about the root of chronic stress. That's my thing, right? How to defeat chronic stress. Because first of all, as a nurse and as a wellness coach, I want everyone to know that's your number one killer. And so we've been taught to cope with our killer. Who the hell copes with their killer? We've been taught how to manage our killer. Why would we want to manage our killer? So if it's at the root of death and disease and a lot of problems out in the world, why don't we learn how to defeat our killer? Right. So in learning how to defeat chronic stress, which is, I believe, the biggest weapon of mass destruction on planet Earth. OK, in all realms, this one here is in all departments, wherever your corporation may be. This one here is in all households. It doesn't matter how rich or poor, what color you are, your ethnic group, who you're going to vote for. It doesn't matter who you choose to worship. This one here, we're all impacted by. That's why I say it's the biggest weapon of mass destruction. So hear me clearly. If we choose right now to embrace what I'm going to share, what we're going to share with you and do something about it, the world would change like this. the world would change like this. Don't you think so, Dr. Erica?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the truth will set you free.
Absolutely it will. And guess what? But right before it sets us free, Dr. Erica, let me tell you what the truth will do. It might sting a little bit.
Absolutely.
It might hurt a little bit. It's going to bruise your biggest, sometimes enemy, the ego.
Yes.
But after it does all of that, it's going to set you free. Yes. That's why people run away from the truth, right? That's why people run away from the truth. That's why Jack Nicholson in that movie, sitting in I think it was A Few Good Men. He was on the stand. I think he got an Academy Award for it. He was a general. And the question came out about the truth. And he said, you can't handle the truth. Because he knew that people couldn't deal with our biggest enemy, cognitive dissonance.
Yeah. Yeah. Or another term that Nurse Blue coined is mental fuckery.
Yes.
Mental fuckery. Why? Why is it cognitive dissonance? Why is it mental fuckery? It is because we have bought in to this program, right? That is always sending us untruths. But we yes. actually believe it to be true.
Yes, it's a lie.
There's so many lies. And the first lie that is always at the core of everyone's dissonance is that you are not valuable. You are not worthy. You are not deserving. That is the farthest from the truth.
Yes.
Because when you learn who you are, not just your physical body and the divine healing, self-healing nature of your physical body, but who you are in spirit that extends, it's inside, but also extends outside of your body, this energy body that you are, that you have not been taught about or learned about, right? The core and the essence is unconditional love.
Yes. And how we're separated from that unconditional love is through this cognitive dissonance, which we are exposing. I mean, really, if you go all the way back to if you're a person that has a Bible in your life, whether it's in, you might be a person that has one, but it has a little dust on it. There is no judgment here. But if you go back to the first story of the Bible, which is the famous Adam and Eve story, and you hear this, and I learned this going to Catholic school. This is one of the first stories that was imprinted on the impression of my subconscious mind, how God made this perfect, perfect world. It was a paradise, unlike any other paradise. It was filled with abundance and wealth and prosperity. And it was only two people there. And Adam said, you know, now that he has had the luxury of having all the animals and he can give them names and he can have any fruit and accept the fruit off this tree, a woman comes into his awareness. He is complete. And now this woman has been given instructions by God. You are whole. You are beautiful. You are complete. You have everything. You can have everything but that one tree. Because if you go over there and you eat the apple off of that tree, your whole world is going to change and you're going to destroy planet Earth with that decision. And as the story tells us that she started talking to the tree, well, it was a snake at the tree. That snake introduced cognitive dissonance. Right there, it's introduced because it was that snake and having a conversation with that snake that Eve began to doubt herself. And as she doubted herself and as she was allured by the potential of what this apple could get her, she took the bait and we have been in fuckery ever since.
Right. And what she thought is that she was going to be all powerful.
Yes.
But you see, the truth is she was already all powerful.
Yes.
So you can't get greater than great, right?
Right.
There is no greater creator than the one divine creator of all that exists. But that's what the lies and the deceptions and the division of this, to me, cognitive dissonance, mental fuckery, this ego that, you know, is nothing but a program based on lies.
Yes. And we're talking kind of high level about it. So let's ground it a little bit so people can see it in their day to day life. Right. So there's various levels to cognitive dissonance. It can be something as innocent as saying, I believe that, you know, in order to stay healthy, we need to eat our best. We need to go work out. And you know that this is what you need to do, but your whole life is, well, not your whole life, but maybe you're not working out.
Right. Your habit is you eat the fast foods and you sit down on your butt all day.
But you can have conversations about organic food and healthy living and healthy eating and all that. But that's not what you're doing. Right. Or, you know, your kids, you know, it's like, I love my brother and sister, but they fight all day long. You know what I mean? Or they're mean to their brother and sister. Or so it's in our day to day life where what we say is not lining up with what we do. So it introduces, just by the nature that when you consider communication, verbal communication is probably like 7 to 10%, right? So what we're communicating as we're speaking to others, that's one thing. But true communication is body language. So if I'm saying I love you, but behind your back, I'm talking about you and you find out about it. My 80% or 50 to 80% communication, whatever the numbers are behind that, is communicating something different. And that has introduced you into confusion. It's insidious. So it's affected your subconscious mind because I have, just by my actions, I've confused you. I said one thing and I did another. And what people don't understand is over time, when you are living in those environments where you have that mental confusion, where people say, oh, we're all on the same team, but you're isolated. Or they act like something is wrong with you. Or if you are a minority on a team, right? Sometimes they treat you nice. But other times you are intentionally and deliberately attacked with a nonverbal. It could be while you're talking and somebody's rolling their eyes. It could be as much as a snide comment. It's covert bullying on those levels, right? And so because of this disruption, if you're in this space over a serious period of time, chronic stress happens because when a person is in these types of environments and that dis-ease continue to take place over a series of weeks or months, and let's just say this is your working environment or your home environment where you are a part of the family, but you really feel isolated from the family and no one's owning it. They're calling you crazy. So this isolation is, if I mention something about it, I'm further isolated. Well, these environments, you can find that in the best schools. You can find that in the worst schools. You can find that in the best households. You can find that in two-parent households with all of the stability on the outside, as just as much as you could if it was total dysfunction. That's why I say it's insidious. And it is also, it leads to disease and addictions because you got to cope with it. So how do people cope with that discomfort? Oftentimes they start doing the most in terms of, they start eating the most. They start craving satisfaction. So sugars, you know, people are become really attracted to comfort food to make them feel comfortable. Maybe the distraction may be TikTok or one of the other social platforms because you find a means of distraction. And what's happening inside of your body internally. So when people are nice to you or you feel like your needs are about to be met, because this is how narcissists, this is how they operate in the world of cognitive dissonance, is driving your dopamine levels up. So you're getting that happy, joyous, blissful feeling. But in a moment, cortisol is also going up at the same time. because you're still in a stressful area. So it's really a place of discomfort that leads people on a path to self-destruction without them ever knowing it. Because you can get that from your mother for the rest of your life, or your father, or your brothers, or your sisters, as well as in your working organizations and all throughout society, we have these imbalances.
Yeah. And I think another way to kind of bring it down to just common everyday understanding is when you're listening to the thoughts in your head tell you hurtful things about yourself or mean things about yourself or make you feel bad or make you feel unworthy or undeserving. And this is your ego, your thoughts that are, that belong to you oftentimes, sometimes not, but, and you know that that doesn't feel good or that's not true. And you begin to fight with yourself. Have you ever been in a situation where you're feeling some kind of way and then these thoughts pop up and they cause you to feel worse and you're like, well, wait a minute.
Like self-sabotage.
Right. I thought I was right. I thought I was good. I thought I felt good. I was okay with it. And now I've got these thoughts that are causing doubt.
That's right.
These thoughts that are causing me to question what I believe to be true or what I initially thought was the right thing that I was doing. And this is the dissonance. The dissonance is when you begin to feel, you question, you doubt, you feel discomfort, you feel like something's not right. And we are taught that you should trust your thoughts. Trust your thinking, trust your analytical mind. And to be honest with you, your analyzing and overanalyzing and overjudging brings you further away from the truth.
That's right.
Closer.
That's true.
If we learn to trust our heart and lead from a place of love, that will create some dissonance, right? Because the ego and the thoughts are not in alignment with that unconditional love.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about is, you know, a few episodes ago, we talked about verbal violence. So cognitive dissonance is the root of verbal violence. Okay. And when we begin to look at what dissonance is, these are the lower vibrational frequencies that we speak of in Dr. Hawkins' scale, right? Which is the power versus force scale. So anything below 200 hertz, which we'll find is pride. Pride is filled with dissonance. Okay. Because if you have pride, which I once did on a very, honey, this is a restored version of who I was. Nurse Blue is all the way different. But pride, you can't see or hear. So you remain in that dissonance because the very nature is, I think I know everything. I don't have to hear from you, right? Then right under pride, you're going to have all these other lower vibrational frequencies as fear and anger and shame and guilt and so forth and so on, right? And the lowest is shame. Right? Which means you are very, you're very far from your original nature. The only thing that can heal the dissonance, and we'll go back to this scripture, perfect love heals all fear. Perfect love can heals all fear. The only thing that can heal this dissonance for us as an American collective and as a global collective is when we master returning to 852 hertz frequency, unconditional love. Because through that love, love liberates. And with liberation, you have truth. And if you have truth, you have wholeness. And so we are suffering for hundreds, if not thousands of years because of cognitive dissonance. And now if we embrace this as we started out, if we begin to embrace it by seeing it within ourselves and owning it, not running away from it, not allowing pride to continue to keep you shut off from your heart, we can restore mind and heart coherence. Because as you stated, we are trusting our mind with a closed heart. That's not how we operate in wholeness. We operate in wholeness by opening up our heart, which is the largest organ. And also it controls our energy field.
Yes, the most electromagnetic place in our body.
And with that leading our subconscious mind, now we're back to wholeness. And the dissonance can't catch us with a lower, with a high frequency.
Yeah. And I think one of the best things, because again, as a psychologist and just working with people, one of the difficulties that people have is that this program that they're living, their personality, that's their habits of thinking and feeling and acting, has really just minimize their value, minimize their worth, made them feel so small that they question whether or not they're important enough to live. And that's one of the scariest forms of self-destruction, when your own mind turns against you.
Covert bullying.
Mm-hmm. Think about that. You don't need anyone external from you. You're doing a good enough job on your own, criticizing you, demeaning you, making you feel worthless. That is cognitive dissonance at its finest. And the antidote to that is every single day when you look in the mirror, when you brush your teeth, when you wash your face, if you do something every day, when you eat, before you take a bite, say something kind to yourself. Because you have to begin to speak truth. And truth is that unconditional love. Truth is beginning to love yourself. Not with judgment, not with that ego that wants you to be or do or have, but just the essence of who you are. And that's love. So speaking a kind word, one kind word over yourself every day will begin to move you in a forward direction.
Absolutely. And I have a book that I want to refer people to. Many people in this community may be even familiar with it. It's by Don Miguel Ruiz, called The Four Agreements. And one of the agreements is to be impeccable with your word. So if you're going to say it, if it's coming out of your, that's one way you could be responsible with eliminating cognitive dissonance. If you love somebody, treat them like you love them. And if you don't like them, then don't have a relationship with them to confuse them. That is at the very root of it, is owning your lies. And not just what you do to others, but what you do to yourself. If you say you love yourself, then participate in loving yourself. Because when you really love yourself, you don't judge others, because you will realize that we're all connected. The first lie is that we're divided. We're not.
That we're disconnected.
That we're not. We are very much connected, and find ways to connect to others through that truth, as opposed to supporting division. Okay. That's healing, not just for you, your body, but healing for the world, because the world is a reflection of us. And because the world is broken, we are broken. It doesn't matter if it's in whose community it's in. It is what it is. And then the next thing I invite people to do is come and learn how to, you know, operate in high vibrational frequency. So join us on Clubhouse, where we bring meditation and music together to help heal the dissonance. We are there on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. in the Women in Business House, and we have the I Deserve Joy Party. Guess what? Joy kills dissonance. Okay. on Wednesdays on Clubhouse. Please go down. Please go download the app. It's free. Join us in the Soul Health and Wellness Club. We have self-love parties on Wednesdays, Wellness Wednesdays, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the I Love Myself parties. It's a self-love party. No one's going to love you like Nurse Blue, not even your mother, your father, none of your family members. I promise you that. Or your dogs. I'm going to love you more. And then we also have a party there, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't chase. I attract abundance, because the abundance mindset gets rid of dissonance. Okay. So these are just some free tools. Go to our YouTube channel. Go to Soul Health Community. That's it. Soulhealthcommunity.com. And everything is there. Everything is there. And then just come into become a part of a community that is supporting you back to a space of wholeness and love and peace and joy, because you deserve it. It doesn't matter who you are. You deserve that before you die. And dissonance is standing in your way.
Yeah. And one of the things that I also want to just mention is that when you're speaking negative about other people and you're judging other people, you are creating more negative, low vibrational energy. And with this being the Law of Attraction Radio Network, the fundamental principle of energy is that whatever you transmit is what you attract. And so speaking negative, not only about yourself, but about others, is transmitting a low vibrational frequency that you're simply going to attract back to yourself. And so one of the most important principles of unconditional love and of being truthful is to not speak negatively about yourself or others. So that means no judgment of self nor judgment of others. And one of my favorite parables from the Bible is the messaging about casting a stone against someone else unless you are without sin. And it goes something like, he without sin be the first to cast the stone. And everybody has to drop their stones.
Yes.
Because being human means we are not without sin. We are sinful beings. We make bad choices. We follow our ego and not our hearts. We listen to the messaging that says we're not worthy and deserving or capable. And then we sit and we don't move forward. We become stagnant and helpless and hopeless. And that is not our true design. And so I just want you to remember, unconditional love begins with how you speak to yourself. Using kind, forgiving, compassionate words, and then how you speak to others and speak about others. And so one of the things that my mom used to always say is, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all. And I think it's true that our words are powerful in transmitting energy. And so what you give is what you get. So again, we really want to encourage you to think about the lies that you tell yourself so habitually, so just on a regular basis, without your conscious awareness, without your mindfulness of what you're telling yourself. And we really want you to stop it. To stop it. Okay. Again, I've been coaching for 25 years, not coaching. I've been doing therapy, which is coaching, for 25 years. And if you're struggling with this cognitive dissonance, if you are so tired of living the lie of your program and you are really ready to step into the unconditional love that you are and begin to experience that, then coach with me at healthyminds.expert. It really is time that you stop believing the lies. Got to stop believing the lies. Yep.
Absolutely. And if you absolutely need to, if you are feeling that you need more joy in your life and you deserve it and you don't know how to get there, then I would like for you to consider going to soulhealthcommunity.com and setting up a one-on-one free with Nurse Blue to show you how you can get to your joy.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. I love you.
Love you.
We hope that this podcast has helped you and healed you. We love you. Thank you so much. See you on the next one.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.